Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Anti-aging, we're all into it. Michael, do you use moisturisers? I do.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, men's particularly, it's the fastest growing group in terms of that whole beauty and skincare arena. And skincare for a lot of beauty brands are the big growth area. On today's show, we have Christine Snow, who is the National Education Manager from True Solutions. Welcome to the show, Christine.
Thank you very much.
Now, today we'd really like to talk about anti-aging because that is a huge growth. I know there are billions spent every year from cosmetic companies, you know, with different, you know, I guess, hopes and jars in terms of, you know, the whole thing around anti-aging. Tell us some tips in and around that.
Well, anti-aging is really the number one buzz, if you like, at the moment. Everyone's looking for solutions to look younger because we all feel younger. But in a market that is saturated and loaded with unsubstantial claims, you know, how do you choose the right product? And I think that is the big question.
Yeah.
So a lot of products are making claims, so you have to find out, well, how substantial are they? So the questions I always ask people to ask is, well, who made it? Because one of the biggest problems we have out there is people bringing up Me Too ingredients. You notice yourself, there'll be AHAs will come out. Suddenly everyone's got AHAs. There's peptides or other ingredients.
Yes.
Everybody suddenly got them.
The other big thing I've noticed lately is that every beauty product seems to be organic, you know, or green or sustainable. It's amazing how many can make that claim.
That's exactly right, exactly. And the claims aren't always substantiated.
No.
So look for clinical trials, look for clinical testing.
Mm.
You know, ask them to prove, well, what is it going to do for my skin and how can you prove that? Well, what proof is there?
I suppose the trap that most people fall into, Christine, they think if they're spending more, it's got to be better.
Yes. Main thing about a cosmetic product is how it has been formulated, how it has been put together. It's not necessarily even just about the ingredients, because if they're not put together correctly, they won't work.
Do you think the consumer has become a lot more knowledgeable and aware of what ingredients are in products and that they're actually putting on their face than they have been ever before?
Oh, absolutely, particularly in the Australian market. You know, Australian women are incredibly savvy. And if you have a look at the internet and the number of hits on things like AHAs and peptides and coffee berry, people are out there searching and doing their own research and their own homework beforehand. So they're actually quite well educated. That means they're quite keen to be choosing the right product for themselves.
So how do you know what is the right product for yourself?
Well, I always suggest you go to a skincare professional, first of all, because you need someone who can do a consultation on your skin, talk to you about, well, what is it you want to achieve personally? And then they can prescribe the sorts of products. They can talk about the deadline, you know, when are you hoping to achieve these? What are your expectations?
Mm.
And they can work out the best plan for you. So if you go to a specialist beauty salon, medispa, someone who is fully trained, confident and competent in their field, I always say, but get them to look at your skin and work with them. Don't be told by them. Work with them to come up with a plan for your skin.
Is there proof, though, that all this stuff that we buy and put on our faces and stuff contributes to anti-aging?
Well, it does. Anything that goes on the skin basically and protects the skin from the environment will help prevent aging to a degree. What we're looking at is how much anti-aging do we want? Do we want to start reversing the visible signs of skin aging? And that's where we're at the moment. It's not just a case of prevention. We want to get rid of those lines and wrinkles and that pigmentation, that uneven skin tone.
Is it worse in the city and as compared to the country?
Well, the difference with the city, you might get a bit more shade in the city from tall buildings, but the difference in the city is you get more free radicals, and that's why you need the moisturiser with lots of antioxidants in it.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, Christine, we've learnt so much about skincare and anti-aging. You are our Snow White of anti-aging today.
It is such an enthusiastic subject.
Thank you for being with us.
You're
and
welcome.
We'll talk to you next time. And, of course, for more details, jump onto mindfood.com for more details on skincare and anti-aging.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.